Robbie Straczynski here for CardPlayerLifestyle.com at the World Series of Poker 2017, and I'm sitting here with a gentleman named James Taylor. We'll call him JT. How you doing, JT?
I'm doing very well.
Well, James Taylor obviously is the career leader in all-time caches at the World Series. No, okay, no, I'm confused. No, James, we'll call him JT. He actually, let's put it this way. Everyone out there is... at this point at the World Series, very familiar with a very new piece of content, a new type of media that's been going out there, the Daniel Negreanu daily vlog. I personally have watched every single moment up until, I guess this is day 20 or 21 so
far. It's day 20. Well, today is actually day 21.
Right.
What we aired today was day 20. We're on a day delay.
So. Right, of course. Yeah, there's always a delay because there's got to be a lot of editing that's done. So who is JT? JT is the producer,
yes,
I believe.
Sir.
Right, and he, you know, we've been talking a little bit over the last few hours, a couple days, and he was kind enough to sit here and sort of give us a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at how this operation is done. I mean, we see a beautiful, edited, fluid product that we consume, anywhere from, 17 to 30 minutes each day.
Yeah, right? I think we've had on the short side, I think we've been towards 14.
14,
disappointed.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people were very upset. They were we don't want it to end. But always leave them wanting more.
For sure.
But yeah, between 17 and 23-ish, 24.
And you guys are, really grinding. It really is every single day a new piece of content. It's very much a vlog, a diary.
Yeah, and literally zero of it is planned. Nothing. Everything is completely in the moment. Mm-hmm. What is going to happen? And we don't set anything up. It's crazy because for me, I wear so many different hats in the mix because, just to keep my fingers in everything from filming what I can with the cleaner shots, camera wise, to the edit, to the graphics and all the post production stuff. So it's crazy, but. Now, like I was saying earlier to you, in the morning, so I'm up at 5 a.m. and starting to edit.
But you go to sleep at 4 a.m.
Yeah, dude. Well, my head usually hits the pillow at around 2, 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Every day?
Every day.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I never really know what's in the Dropbox as far as cell phone footage goes, which is...
Right, because you have seven different cameras or something. Right, Daniel has a camera and you've got one, obviously.
Yeah, we have several other people that have cameras. Manager has a camera. His assistant has a camera.
Right.
So we're never sure, but all the footage, all of it, ends up in the Dropbox overnight.
Wow.
So,
I guess that's the cutting room, as we know.
Sure,
right.
Sure. And so I never really know what I'm going to... upload in the morning, and certainly have to kind of build the show out of looking at the content and just scrubbing through it and dropping it in. And luckily, knock on wood, it's evolved every day into a really cool, fun
piece.
You
have tens of thousands of people, and I'm one of them who are really just we've subscribed and we are waiting for the next one each day, and we're just sort of following it, and it's free. It's awesome, Everyone loves that it's free.
Fun.
Well, how did the idea for this originate? I mean, this is the first year anything like this has been done, and you guys are on the floor filming, which also hasn't really been done before.
Well, so a couple things. So the concept came about in the last 4 or 5 months here.
Oh, recently.
With regard to the social media, the whole new platform here is just so broad and so captivating.
Sure.
Because it's real.
Of course.
And it's in the moment. So that's what's cool about it, so they, Brian, and so Poker Royalty.
That's Daniel's agent.
Mm-hmm,
right? Okay.
Daniel's agent for 20 years. Great guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a ton of work for these guys with a lot of the familiar clients here we see in the poker world.
Mm-hmm.
And they contacted me a few months ago and said, hey, we got this idea. What do you think? And so we kind of collaborated and brainstormed on it. And Daniel is so creative.
Certainly.
Just from top to bottom. I mean, he's talented in every way. And I'm not just saying that. He really, really is.
Right.
He had a ton of input, and we came with the general concept.
Uh-huh.
And truth be told, full kind of transparency, you never know. That first week, you have the idea, you have the concept.
So you didn't know if it was going to go the whole way through. Right.
Who knows?
Interesting.
Who knows?
But the reception has been fantastic.
It's been wonderful. So, we're very fortunate to be...
Wow. So how did you get involved? Have you produced poker footage
before?
Yeah.
So, I've done a lot of... I have my own media production company here in Las Vegas.
What's it called?
James Taylor Commercial Media.
James Taylor Commercial Media. Hear that, people?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Got to get that plug in.
I love it.
Sure.
And, I've done work with Brian and the guys there. in the past. So understanding what it takes really behind the scenes to put something together like this, mm-hmm. it's a vast undertaking.
Of course.
It's huge.
So, but you say a vast undertaking, so do you have like an entire staff with you, or you're, you know, controlling this by yourself?
So part of this was that I put off on my other folks inside my company, mm-hmm. All the workload of the commercial stuff that I'm doing,
right.
So that I can focus 100% on this. You know,
poker takes precedence always.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, I've played poker for 20 years.
Oh,
now.
Cool. So this is not like a new thing to you.
No. So I've been a fan and I've been a player, and for a long time. So I am fully engaged here as well.
Right.
And you know, I feel the passion behind all of it. So.
So when you were in touch, if you're a fan in 20 years, so you must have known who Daniel was, obviously.
Yeah, I've played against him before.
Really?
I've been fortunate enough to play against him and a lot of the other guys. I'm sure they have absolutely zero memory of it. In fact, you know.
What, but, you don't remember the day you beat James Taylor out of a pot?
Yeah, it's so funny because fans will come up all the time to him and, oh, do you remember that time back in da da da? And dude, so seriously, half the time it's coin flip. He might remember.
Right.
He really does.
That's true.
His memory is ridiculous.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah. He played enough tournaments in a losing fashion where I've been fortunate enough to sit at a lot of tables with a lot of the greats and never make an impact myself. So
but now you're making a different kind of impact.
It's cool. I have to admit, in early on, this is the first year I haven't played for a handful of events at least. Mm-hmm. And I had mixed emotions about it, but I was so excited about the project and the potential of it. You know, like
of course.
It was such a cool idea, and full transparency, we had no idea if it was going to work or not. So, it was a challenge, and I was really happy to take it on.
Oh, fantastic! So, what is the type of thing that you enjoy most? Because you start your day at 5, and then you go start filming, or how does it work? Like your day to day, your schedule.
So I drop off, upload all the footage in the morning early.
Oh, from the previous day.
Yeah, from the previous day. And then work on the graphics and all the skins. And, you know, people may or may not realize that there's a lot of time built into just updating the bottom scroll and what the news is in the bottom.
I see. Like
day.
There was a little thing in there of needling one of his opponents in there.
Sure, there's all sorts of little things in there.
The sports style, who's winning the NBA championship, thing.
Yeah.
So that's you?
Yeah, we do. I do all that.
Amazing.
So we update the bottom scroll. We update the side. He's like one of the only players that has enough
influence, magnetism.
But, well,
sure.
He's exposing his full, all his buy-ins, his running totals.
That's true too.
It's like, here's what I'm putting in. Here's my net profit or my losses, mm-hmm. and it's a cool tracking system, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
So, it's awesome, and I think that's fun. But it also takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. We update the Player of the Year standings in the graphics.
Right.
We update the 25K fantasy in the graphics every day.
Right.
The points race.
Wow.
So we do that in the morning. I do that, update all that, and then I start dropping the clips into the timeline and building out how the show is going to evolve.
Right.
And
approximately how long are you in the lab editing?
So
each day. In the morning.
Really, 5:30, I have the cup of coffee and I'm going.
Okay.
Between 5 and 5:30, I'm about as worthless as you can imagine. I'm like, I run into walls, you know, I may fall down. I have zero brain power. But by 5:30, I'm going and I am rendering and uploading by, hopefully, knock on wood, 1 p.m. every day.
So that's like 7.5 hours of putting together the previous day's footage.
Yeah, of making everything into a complete package, into a broadcast.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what happens at 1 o'clock? You
so
have to take a little break for lunch or a second coffee or something.
We launch that, make sure everything gets up, and then I edit a quick 15 to 20 second social media promo, which is a little commercial spot that goes out.
And it's so smart. It's all over Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, boom. So we put that out. That takes about 20 minutes, and typically I just grab a little section that's captivating, you know, a little teaser. And then put that up.
And let's pause for 1 second because let's just, again, remind everybody. So you've got 7.5 hours to produce a 15 or 14 to 30 minute clip and 20 minutes to produce a 15 to 30
second clip.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah. And we should certainly appreciate the amount of work that goes into that. Really, kudos to you, sir.
Thank you. It's day 21.
Yeah. And so you've got day 21, you've got 63 hours of sleep in 3 weeks.
It's pretty brutal.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife is questioning everything now.
Oh, so you're married and you have kids. Family man?
Yeah, family man. I have two baby girls, wow. Twin girls, 3.5 years old.
And you live here in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you, I guess you just sort of told them you're not going to really get to see them too much now, but then you're going to decompress when it's all over.
We're looking forward to going on a cruise next month as a family. Oh, that's so wonderful. So we have that like kind of driving us. But we have a great nanny who comes in for the girls and whatnot. And we're set and everything's good. We're excited. She's, my wife is actually also captivated, unsuspectingly captivated by watching the show.
Well,
she's
like, tear your eyes away. It's
incredible. She's not a poker person. She's not, she knows who Daniel was.
Sure.
You know, she's familiar, but she by no means is intrigued by poker or watches anything on television. But she came to me and fully said, like, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, but I love it.
That's awesome.
I'm like, I can't stop watching,
cool. Not that that was the goal that you set out to but that's pretty darn incredible because you're bringing new people into the game and they develop a new appreciation. Maybe they're not going to go ahead and start playing, you know, the one drop or anything like that, but hey, maybe we'll go for $50 and start playing in a home game.
Yeah.
That's
it's
very,
fun.
Very cool.
It's fun.
Okay, so you've got your clip. Let's go back to the day. So you that's 20 minutes and then you're on site here at the Rio?
So then I'll take an hour and decompress a little bit until about 2:30. We'll usually send and catch up with Daniel on what the act. Now he's just getting up and getting in.
Right, that's when he films his stuff
so
in the Tesla, right?
Yeah. So he and I generally touch base. I touch base with Christian, his right hand man.
Right, he does like the golf handicapper
he's
and personal trainer.
Dude. He's a golf pro and coach.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
He's a trainer.
Sure.
He's a buddy.
Right.
Just a good dude. But he is, since 2006, been like Daniel's right-hand guy.
Cool.
Totally takes care of anything and everything. And
he
obvious.
Also shoots some of the footage, right?
Yeah, he shoots some too. So he and I touch base. He handles a lot of the social media stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian and I, so we huddle up in that window. And then, by 5 o'clock, I get my butt down here. And now I'm sitting at 9 o'clock talking to you, and we're filming. And
but these days could also go, I guess they bagged and tagged at like 1:30 in the morning. And you're here all the way until the end?
No, I try to get out of here.
Slacker.
I try to get out of here. And Daniel, so the part of the thing that we weren't sure if it would work or not was the tremendous amount of cell phone footage that we use from Daniel himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I had my reservations in the beginning, but the truth of the matter is...
Because of quality of
film?
Yeah,
it's grainy. The audio is horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, the audio in the morning is a nightmare. It's because it's just a complete nightmare.
Okay,
but we make it work, and we get through it. We get through it. But it works well because it's complementary to the good, nice... HD or 4K footage that we have.
You've got that in sort of
it's
like the
nice
Blair Witch
blend.
Style
sure,
of
it's a
of
nice
filming.
Mix. It's a nice mix. It works. And he's here to bag and tag, and he typically films all his own bag and tag stuff, and then his end of day clothes in the trailer.
Sure.
Yeah. So he wraps up the day, and, he puts his head down. Like, he sent me an email this morning at 3:55 a.m.
And that was the end of his day.
That was the end of his day.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, so. He does also get to wake up at noon-ish or something like that. So he does get a good night's sleep.
I'm sure. Does, but I'm actually willing to bet that he expends like double what I'm putting out a day in his energy level.
That's
just
unbelievable.
For what he has to go through. It's incredible.
Well, you're obviously filming tons and tons of material. And, just as someone who has watched the final product, there's a lot of... behind the scenes of his stuff that he's putting out there, his life at home with his girlfriend, Marissa, and, so I can only imagine, it's almost, it's eye-opening and very surprising how he sort of lets us in and pulls back the, the shades and lets us in. You must probably see even more than that. So how do you know what is and isn't okay to put into the final product that we see each day?
Interesting question. And I struggled with that in the beginning, and here was his answer to me. I said, I want to make sure I always have your back. And he said, no. He said, 100%, everything is at my discretion. Everything is full game.
Wow.
Show it all.
That's a lot of trust.
Dude, it is. But I got to tell you something that I would find hard to believe if I was 40,000 feet outside the situation. This guy is who you see. Through and through, it's him right to the core, and there's no front, it's him, it's amazing. And
wow!
So that's why he's able to say,
uh-huh.
Do it, It's at your discretion.
That's unbelievable.
Shoot it all.
So, in other words, like, there's nothing that he could possibly be ashamed of. Nope. No skeletons, no nothing like that.
And it's like, unbelievable. If he is and he messes up, and he has messed up. He has said, yeah, you know, I screwed up. I apologize, you know, and he has stepped
sure.
up and said,
of course.
And he's okay with that. I think if we start to edit and we start to discriminate footage because, well, this isn't in the right light or whatever, mm-hmm. it devalues. Like the show.
Wow.
It devalues his vlog. Hmm. It's like, here I am,
right.
good, bad, and indifferent. This is me.
Right.
Some people are going to hate me.
Right.
Some people are going to love me, and some people will be in the middle of the road, but I am who I am.
That's right.
And that's what I respect about it.
Wow.
Is really good.
That's a really incredible thing, because, I mean, you're going to have this day after day after day. Eventually, you know, of course, he hopes he's going to be winning the main event. You get to, you know, July 22nd or whatever it may be. So then the project ends. Would you say that you have any sort of goals that you're trying to reach? I mean, in terms of numbers or targets, or, you know, make this an ongoing thing that, you know, or only during the World Series? Like, how do you see this sort of moving forward after the World Series?
Yeah, interesting. I think that the goal in the beginning, the objective was to put something out there that was real, that we thought would be captivating and would engage people, would engage fans and others.
Well, you accomplished that.
Right. So that was really the only...
That's easy.
That was the only objective. Mm-hmm. Now, at the midway point, almost at the midway point, my objective is to get through the rest of the 30
sure.
days or what do we got. But, you know, I think it's a... I think that the future is a lot of great opportunities
sure.
with this ongoing, maybe throughout the year. Who knows? We'll
wow.
see what people like and probably react to that.
For know? Sure. And I mean, obviously, you know, he is being successful,
yeah.
you know, because he could be that he's just busting out of event after event. And we are fortunate because he is right in the thick of the player in the year race. And you're getting some incredible opportunities to film him, like, you know, like Federer at the top of his game or something like
that.
It's pretty incredible.
Right now, as we speak.
Sure.
You and I just walked away from filming.
Yes, we did.
And if I'm not mistaken, he was second in chips with 20 left.
This is in the
10K limit
hold'em.
Yeah.
Sure. And there was like 20 players left,
right,
something like that at the time?
The bubble is at 18.
Right.
So I'm going to ahead and say this will be his 98th cash career,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing. I'm going to go ahead and say tomorrow he's going to restart at 2 o'clock with who knows what's left. Let's
you
say,
know his intention
let's
already.
Let's say 14. I do know the intention already. But it's so positive. It's amazing. I thought in the beginning in our production meetings way back, so 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the concern that I had was like, I don't want to take away from your focus. So what?
Right.
Right. What we want to do.
He seems to be able to like multitask or like incredibly well.
I think it drives him more.
It's unbelievable.
I think it makes him focus even more.
Mm-hmm.
If you can believe it. I can't. I don't understand how it could possibly, but I think it does.
Right.
For some reason, it raises his level, maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
And I guess it's sort of, you know, it's effusive. I mean, I guess it's... what's the word? Losing it. It'll infectious.
Yeah.
Because when he raises his level, you raise yours,
sure,
and that
sure.
sort of a thing.
Yeah, that's funny. And sometimes I think when I've hit the wall in a given day, I think about that. I think about, oh man, he's still pushing out, so I got to raise.
It's a really contagious type of energy. Well, did have a heads up. He made it all the way to the final two against Abe Mosseri.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't manage to clinch it, but I'm wondering then. So you already have basically every level of tournament from, you know, level one or whenever he late regs or whatever it is, all the way pretty much till the end.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of preparation do you take, you know, when he may win a bracelet? So does your, you know, modus operandi change when that may happen? Are you prepared to, like, watch him jump into the air and, you know, say, hey, I won my seventh, you know?
Well, so we mentioned a little bit about how we've been granted media credentials here to shoot on the floor. And Harrah's and the media team here, Seth Polinsky, have been really kind and very cooperative with us.
Well,
however,
they understand that that's what the fans want.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. However, we do have some guidelines and boundaries that we have to operate. You know, they have a contract and obligations already with ESPN and Poker Central and, of course, Poker Go.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain things that we can and can't shoot.
Okay.
And we're allowed a certain amount of time on the floor a day.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of have to fall in those kind of guidelines and make it work.
Right.
I suspect that this is even going to get a little bit more challenging come the main event.
Of course.
You know, yeah, because right now we really have lots of freedom with regard to ESPN isn't filming and mm-hmm. PokerGo is streaming and doing a great job. I don't know if you've seen some of the PokerGo footage.
Well, you have to use the promo code Daniel to sign up for PokerGo. Got to get those plugs in there.
And you have $10 on an annual subscription.
That's it.
but they've done a really great job. So, I've watched when Daniel was in right before the High Roller at Aria.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And PokerGo did that stream, and I watched and became an immediate fan. And as a person behind the scenes, understanding what it takes to put on that kind of broadcast
mm-hmm.
and that detail and how well they've done, it's right. amazing.
So that was sort of really your field incredible. Study prior yeah. to this summer long
well,
project.
Well, yeah, to a degree. But, huh. but we've had our freedoms here with regard to there's not a ton of video footage
right.
and camera people on the floor now, but that'll change come the main event.
Well, I think it's wonderful because in so many years prior, you know, okay, yes, ESPN does the main event, but, you know, a lot of fans are even unaware that it's going on for 6 weeks. Or we see the live updates online, but like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if we... You know, not all of us can travel to Las Vegas. I mean, myself, I traveled from 7,500 miles away in Israel, and people want to come from Australia, from England, from Europe, you know, even from elsewhere in the United States. You can't always do that. So you are basically giving us a window into exactly what's happening. And I think that's also part of the addictive quality of it, of like, it makes us feel like we're right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, yeah, this is JT, you know, the maestro, the conductor, the one who is putting it all together and compiling these wonderful pieces of media content for us to consume. And I hope that everyone here at Card Player Lifestyle has enjoyed this sort of a behind-the-scenes look into what goes, all of the amazing effort and energy that goes into producing this, daily Daniel Negreanu vlog. So any last words for our listeners?
I appreciate the exposure. Like the fans, and we hope to keep putting it out.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you so much for your time, James.
Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you.
Really good. Cool, bro.
Stop.